It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. So?
Well, not too bad. A little moist this morning. A little bit of rain.
Yeah, not too much, but we kind of missed out on the bigger portion of it.
It was a pretty decent-sized system that kind of moved through southwest Iowa here this morning. And just because that's largely moved through the immediate area doesn't mean that's all we could see. In fact, they're actually kind of letting us know that there's a chance of some thunderstorms that could be a little bit severe, yet maybe today into tonight and tomorrow as well. So we'll have to wait back and see how these things pop up over the next 24, 36 hours. Keep it tuned here to KJN. We'll let you know if anything looks like it could be more than just a little wet outside. Kendall Warren is in the studio with us here this morning. He'd like to get us started by telling us a little bit about W&S Appliance. How's Kendall this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you. Got a used upright freezer. You have two of those, 115, 116 cubic foot. You do have got a French door bottom freezer with outside dispensers, stainless steel, and like new condition. Two used side-by-side refrigerators. Got in a used slide-in electric range and smooth top in excellent condition. Used electronic air cleaner. Got a matched front load washer dryer. Another used automatic washer top load. Two used 30-inch electric ranges, one of them being smooth top in like new condition. Got a used Maytag drying center and a used direct vent water heater that's gas. Dehumidifiers in stock in several sizes. Water heaters, gas, and electric. We deliver installed, haul the old heater away, and yes, we service it later. Refrigerators, Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire. Good selections of models, colors, and prices. And as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. You know, we talk at different times about donating blood and some of those opportunities that are out there. Many communities, in fact, most communities, have blood donation opportunities at different times, some of them on a regular schedule, some of them not quite so much regular, but they do have different opportunities, both in the communities, at different types of facilities, schools, some businesses, all kinds of different places where folks can take advantage of the opportunity to donate blood. And, you know, quite frankly, most folks don't really care too much which way you give, as long as you're out there providing and helping out the opportunities there. But, you know, a lot of people can donate blood, but the Red Cross was telling us here lately that even healthy donors can sometimes temporarily be deferred due to low hemoglobin levels. And the American Red Cross does recommend that eligible blood donors should eat a well-balanced diet with some extra iron-rich foods prior to their donation opportunities coming up here in the fall season. When you do go in to have blood drawn, that's one of the tests that they do. They'll give you a little finger stick and test the blood out for hemoglobin levels and things, and they'll take a look at that to make sure that you're at the right levels to be able to donate blood at that particular time. And it does happen sometimes that folks who may have donated pretty regularly over the years, all of a sudden, for whatever reason, the levels will be just a little bit low, and they'll get turned away at that particular time, which is one of the reasons why they need so many people to show up to donate blood. Not everybody who walks through the door automatically is eligible to be able to donate after they go through a little bit of the testing that's gone through, so it's important that folks consider that. But they do encourage folks to, especially during the fall season now, to take advantage of some of the iron-rich produce and things that are in season at this particular time. Things like broccoli and kale and sweet potatoes, spinach, apricots, all those kinds of things are more abundant this time of the year because they are in season. So they're hoping folks take advantage of those types of things. You know, there are two different types of iron, and the body can absorb up to 30% of one type, and primarily found in meat, but only a small percentage of the other type. So foods that are high in vitamin C, like leafy greens, peppers, citrus fruits, all those kinds of things help with iron absorption into the body. And the Red Cross also recommends iron supplements for regular blood donors after you consult, of course, with your personal health care provider or pharmacist. So those are things that you might want to consider. Some different types of iron-rich foods if you're thinking about donating and want to make sure that you're not turned away for those types of issues for poor iron. But iron-rich foods include things like poultry and dried fruits, cereals, beans, peas, raisins, red meat, eggs, bread, strawberries, fish, and lentils, all those kinds of things. A lot of that sounds like pretty much the regular diet anyway, doesn't it? sounds like a lot of things you're probably consuming on a fairly regular basis. So, you know, if you're looking for those types of things to increase the iron levels before you go in to make that donation, it's not that difficult to be able to find a lot of those things. You know, if you want to know more about those types of issues, you can just go to redcrossblood.org online, and then if you just do /iron, you'll find out more about iron-rich types of opportunities there. But they have lots of different information there as well. And there are a number of upcoming blood donation opportunities for folks around Southwest Iowa also. I know there's one coming up here in Anita. I don't have that information in front of me right now, but I know there's one coming up in Anita very rapidly. Also, and you can see some of those on our website at Daily Diary page at KJAN.com, but a few others that we just got here that have been scheduled include, like in Adair County, for example, at the Nottoway Valley High School in Greenfield on October 16th. That'll be an 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. event. Also on October 24th at the Orient Maxburg High School from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Here in Cass County, a few events coming up later on this month include October 17th from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and that'll be at the Cass County Memorial Hospital here in Atlantic. That's on the 17th. Also on October 23rd at the Atlantic High School, they'll be drawing blood from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., taking blood donations there. There are some other opportunities as well. Missouri Valley High School will hold one October 17th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. In Pottawatomie County, on October 19th, there'll be an event in Avoca at the American Legion. That's at 309 and a half Elm Street in Avoca. That'll be from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and again, that's on October 19th. And also at the Walnut High School in Walnut on October 21st from 7 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., that's located at 509 Antique City Drive in Walnut. That's October 21st. There'll be another one also in Harlan on October 16th from 7:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. held at the high school. And another one in Harlan on October 21st at Conductix. That's at 1417 Industrial Parkway in Harlan. That'll be a 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. event. And there are many, many others. There are several events in the Council Bluffs area at different locations over the course of the month of October. There are other events going on at other high schools, like in Lenox on October 17th, in Glenwood on October 30th, Clarinda on October 24th, Essex on October 29th, Woodbine High School on October 29th, also at the Sydney High School on October 17th. So a number of different opportunities for folks to be able to take advantage of those blood donation draws at different times and help out folks. You know, the need for blood, of course, is always tremendous. Folks, it doesn't really seem to matter much. Folks come up with excuses different times of the year. Sometimes people will say, gee whiz, the summer months are tough because so many people are traveling on vacations and things. But then in the wintertime, you know, folks have other excuses and things too. It's harvest time. I don't have time to get away. You know, it's planting time in the spring. I don't have time to do it. It's the holidays over the winter, so I just couldn't find the time. You know, it all boils down to priorities. If you really want to do that and help out, you'll find the time to be able to work it in. We all get busy at different times, and I realize it's difficult to do every single event that you're qualified for. But, you know, on the other hand, if you do make it a priority and make an effort to get there, if you just call the local organization that's running that, there are usually a point person or perhaps two point people at each of these locations that help to set up appointments and things. Or you can just call 1-800-RED-CROSS and you can set up your appointments and to get more information that way. You know, all blood types are always needed, so they have a good supply for patients, and that supply is always necessary every day. A blood donor card or just your driver's license or two other forms of identification are all that are required at check-in. You do have to be 17 years of age, or in some states 16 with parental consent, but 17 years of age is the baseline to be able to donate. You have to weigh at least 110 pounds to be able to donate, and you have to be in good general health. And then you might be eligible to donate blood. You'll go through a short screening. If you haven't been to a blood donation event before, you can do it in an hour or maybe slightly less, depending. But there's a process where you go in. You'll see some materials. They want you to read through to make sure. There's going to be a short test. They'll do the iron test as well. And then after that, you'll actually do the blood donation. And then there's a short period of recovery time after that where they feed you, too. So you get an opportunity to visit with some other folks who have come on out as well. So if you've never done that, there is time in the day to be able to do those things. They do appreciate everyone coming out and supporting those blood drives. So keep your eyes and ears open and look for those events coming up in your neighborhood and help out as best you can, because it's always a need, and who knows, someday you might be the one that has that need too. And don't you wish others would donate so that you'll have what you need when the time comes? I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got ranges, gas, and electric. That full line of built-in cooking appliances available on special order, such as slide-in ranges, drop-in ranges, range hoods, built-in ovens, and cooktops. Do have freestanding models on display. Got lots of freezers, chest and upright, sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, and most of them in stock. Lots of washers and dryers, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Top load and front load with tub sizes up to 5 cubic foot. Stack units for those of you that might have limited space. We offer Speed Queen washers and dryers that are made in the United States. Carry a 3-year warranty on them. Both the washer and the dryer, that's parts, labor, and in-home warranty service. An additional 2 years or 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. It's Thursday, the pot's on, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. You're getting shorter? He sat in the trick chair this morning, huh? We're going to test out and see how good those knees really are. Hey, you go out making a great day, and God bless America.